Let's begin with the word of the day for Monday. The word of the day is scofflaw. Scofflaw. S-C-O-F-F-L-A-W. Scofflaw. Now think about it. You're going to scoff something, in other words, disrespect it. And the noun in this instance, following the verb, is the word law, scofflaw. Now, you've heard that term, Nikki. What does that mean to you?
Being disrespectful to the law.
Are you going to scoff at a certain law?
There you go. People who diss the law, people who show contempt for the law, minor violations. You know, we're talking, you hear this, for example, on TV reports, people who ignore traffic citations, that sort of thing. Those are scofflaws.
Oh.
So, you got me? You with me here, kids?
Gotcha.
So a scofflaw is, it's important to point out, scofflaw is a person who does this.
Is a person.
Yeah.
Is a person. That's there's the key to our little exercise. The first part of the word in each of these instances is a verb followed by a noun, in which, in this case, somebody who scoffs at the law. So stay tuned for a series of mind benders like this. But there's our Monday morning word of the day, scofflaw, somebody who disrespects the law, particularly in minor instances.
Well, you said this was the key to our little exercise.
Thank
you so much, because I need a little exercise.
I appreciate the fact you made it easy on us this morning.
Exactly.
I saw you over the weekend, Ron, and it's very clear to me that you don't indulge in a lot of exercise.
Thanks a lot.
Is that all it took for you to see him sit once?
That was the time that convinced you of that?
Really?
But we'll talk to you later. That is Wayne Pond with the word of the day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in here and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.